Blog Talk Radio.
Coming to you live, straight from the whipping up a poetic fusion of life, love, laughter, inspiration, motivation, education, and mental stimulation.
With a cherry on top, with our weekly hot topics on everyday relations, welcome
to Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
With your host, your Poetic Energy herself,
bringing the electric current with her own poetic flow, weekly featured guests, and open mic segments. She promises to keep the currents and the waves
live
at all times. Here on Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
Poetic Energy Blog Talk Radio.
The number to chime in and express yourself is 917-932-8881.
That's 917-932-8881.
Non-U.S. listeners, dial 1-877-218-1183.
That's 1-877-218-1183.
Peace. Hello, everybody. I am your host, Queen Tay, and you are listening to Conversations with the Queen, where we discuss any and everything about life, the good, the beautiful, the bad, and the ugly. But we will always have a helping hand and word. Today's topic is emotions and their effect on the physical body. But before we get into that, I would like to remind all the listeners that if you miss a show, or are further interested in getting more information on this or other shows' topics, you can check us out on conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. And that's conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I'll spell that out for you. conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. All right, you guys, let's get into this topic because I did a lot of research, you guys. I did a lot of research, you know, digging through the books and online and, you know, really wanted to come up with a good topic for you guys, a good show, a very informative show. And like I said, last show, I like to have my show set up a certain way where I like to lay out the topic, let everybody know, you know, the foundation, give everybody the information, and then halfway through the show, I will be letting you know that when I will be taking callers, okay? So for the first half of the show, I'm just going to give out and dispense this information. Hello, and I want to say welcome to all the listeners in the room, in the chat room, everybody listening on the lines. I am so excited for today's show to really get this started. So let's get it started, you guys. All right. So I like to attack this a certain way where I want to explain what emotions are, first off. Before we can get into how they affect us, we must know what they are. Emotions are a psychological state that one goes through when they respond or react to the numerous experiences in life. It is important to know that there is no definitive definition for emotions, but we do experience them nevertheless. Some psychologists try to define emotion by the biological responses one has to them, but the key error, in my opinion, is that the body reacts based off of the mind. So the origin of emotion must lie in the mind, not in the reversal. But many arguments can be made on both sides. Nevertheless, the only thing we know for sure about emotions is that we feel them and they affect our body, mind, and spirit. But today I want to focus on the physical effects of emotions. And before I get into how emotions affect us, I'd like to get into a unique breakdown, well, not a unique, but, you know, a base perspective breakdown on emotions. And that would be dealing with the spectrum of emotions, okay? Because a lot of people, you know, when we think about emotions, we think about happy, mad, sad, all these different things. But there actually are only two emotions, and that is fear and love, okay? And all the other emotions that we have are actually based on fear or love. Fear being the destructive or reactive aspect of our emotions, and love being the proactive and creative aspect of our emotions, okay? And I'd like to share with you a Bible verse that I feel that breaks down and deals with this subject very well. It's John 4:18, and it says, "There is no fear in love, but perfect love drives out fear, because fear has to do with punishment. The one who fears is not made perfect in love." And, you know, so we're going to go into, first, I'd like to deal with fear. And I like to clarify this. When you do a lot of research on this, you're going to find a lot of, like, you know, new age type information dealing with these emotions. And you might even deal with some psychological analysts who might deal with emotions and all these different things. And a lot of times when you get into the more new age philosophies, they always tell you that love is all you need, love conquers all. But fear does have a purpose, okay? Fear deals with the physical world, and it's a part of us instinctually due to the fact that we are, you know, human beings, and we do have a physical counterpart, a body. So fear does play a role instinctually in our survival. So fear's purpose is a natural response to danger. It can motivate us to do things and is essential to the survival in the most basic forms, okay? I feel that, you know, that's what fear is there for. But, you know, like everything we always talk about on this show, we always talk about balance, okay? Balance is key, you guys. So when fear becomes unchecked, that lies and the problems begin to arise from that, okay? The negative aspects of fear comes from it can cause stress. Stress. I think we all know about stress. If you're living in 2011, you know about stress. Shoot, I'm pretty sure there's some like one-year-olds, two-year-olds that know about stress nowadays. You know, stress does know no age. It also, a negative aspect of fear also is that it comes from the irrational part of the brain. That's where we derive sayings like, you fear what you do not understand. And that's basically because that's when fear kicks in, when we do not understand the certain events that might follow, or we feel that we have no control over the events and securing our safety, then we begin to derive feelings of fear. And another negative aspect is that it can make us selfish, okay? Now I'd like to get more into love and the positive and the negative about love. You know, love, obvious positives. It gives us a drive to do well by others and by ourselves. I'm always talking about self-love, you guys. Self-love is important. We must not forget ourselves when we speak about the topic of love, because before we can love anybody else, what? We must love ourselves. Yes, you do know that very well. It also helps us to discover our humanity. It uncovers a lot of the different, you know, aspects of our emotions that deal with sympathy and, you know, compassion towards others and dealing with a selflessness, as we like to put it. It can also heal, and we're going to get into the science of love healing a little bit later on. I would definitely like to share some research that I've done with you guys on that. And it can also bring healing to yourself, okay? The negative aspects of love really come into play when we begin to place love on things, not people, okay? Inanimate objects, things that cannot love us back. That's when we really begin to get into the negative aspects of love, and these things are not really truthfully based off of love, because love is a spiritual concept, okay? And fear is a physical concept. So when we apply spiritual concept, a spiritual high concept like love to physical things, and we feel these things for these things, it can become a negative experience for some people and a negative way of life. An example of that is materialism. When we place so much importance and a portion of ourselves is become defined by material things, and we can have this love and this hunger for these material things, it can lead to materialism, and materialism is not a very positive thing. I mean, we all need things in our life to survive, yes, and it's not bad to like or want nice things, but when you become obsessed with those nice things or defined by those nice things, that's when we begin to get into materialism. Also, when you're applying to a person, you can think you love that person, but if you only love the physical attributes of that person, that becomes what we deal with and what we call lust, okay? Also, when love is given and not reciprocated, I cannot go in on that enough. That's when a lot of problems happen with love. I think we've all been there, you know, a time or two where we felt like, you know, we loved somebody and they did not understand how to give that love back. I think there's a song called, I think there's a song lyrics that says it's good to love somebody and somebody loves you back, because it's nothing like the opposite of that, when you love somebody and that person does not love you the same way back. All right. I'd also like to get into the emotions that stem from love and fear, okay? Well, from the root of love, we get unity, we get hope, we get acceptance, we get forgiveness, we get peace, we get happiness, we get joy, we get protectiveness, we get trust. But and all these things are productive, all these things are positive. These are things you want to experience in a lifetime. I think this is ideally what people want to have their emotions be on the majority of the time. And if you are a healthy person, you do focus on these things. But it's important to know about the connotations that can come with the root cause emotion of fear. And that is anger, prejudice, dishonesty, discontentment, inadequacy, guilt, depression, hate, selfishness, separation, jealousy, envy, and it can also move you to attack. Now, I do want to share with you guys a poem that I feel that really sums this up very nicely. It goes into how the opposite of love and how it really deals with how they're opposite. And if I can just pull that up for you. All right, here we go. And if you're interested in looking up this poem yourself, it's at tinybuddha.com. It's called Love Versus Fear by Saran Nian Bruce, okay? And it says, love is unconditional. Fear is conditional. Love is strong. Fear is weak. Love releases. Fear obligates. Love is honest. Fear is deceitful. Love trusts. Fear suspects. Love allows. Fear dictates. Love gives. Fear resists. Love forgives. Fear blames. Love is compassionate. Fear pities. Love chooses. Fear avoids. Love is kind. Fear is angry. Love ignites. Fear incites. Love embraces, fear repudiates. Love creates, fear negates. Love heals, fear hurts. Love is magic, fear is superstitious. Love energizes, fear saps. Love is an elixir, fear is a poison. Love inspires, fear worries. Love desires, fear joneses. Love is patient, fear is nervous. Love is brave, fear is afraid. Love is relaxed, fear is pressured. Love is blind, fear is judgmental. Love respects, fear disregards. Love accepts, fear rejects. Love dreams, fear schemes. Love wants to play, fear needs to control. Love enjoys, fear suffers. Love frees, fear imprisons. Love believes, fear deceives. Love wants, and fear needs. Okay? You guys, I think that is, boop, right on, okay, with the, you know, whole aspect of fear versus love. So now that we understand that, you know, the root causes of all emotions deal with either fear or love, and obviously the positive being connotated with love and the negative being associated with fear, now I want to really touch on something that I brought up briefly but did not elaborate on, and that is stress, okay, versus peace and happiness, and those effects on the body, all right? Stress is the normal reaction of the body to an imbalance. That's key, because I always talk about balance and imbalance. If anybody knows me, I'm always speaking about this, you know, whole thing about balance. You must have balance. You must have balance. There needs to be balance. Balance is life. Balance is key. Balance is essential. Okay? And I always talk about that. Some of the negative effects that stress can have on the body. Okay? Stress can cause aches, pains, diarrhea, constipation, nausea, dizziness, chest pains, rapid heartbeats, loss of sex drive, frequent colds, ulcers, weight gains, irregular menses. Ooh. All these different things can also show up in our behavior, in sleeping too much or sleeping too little, isolating yourself, neglecting responsibilities. These are more behavioral patterns, but to help you try and, you know, recognize if you do suffer from overstressing, nervous habits, biting nails, pacing, you know, shaking your foot, you know, any little nervous tics that people might have. These things are telltale signs that you're overstressed. And the emotional aspect of how emotional relates to the physical, I just gave you a list of the physical symptoms of stress, but some of the emotional symptoms of stress are moodiness, irritability, agitation, feeling overwhelmed, sense of loneliness and isolation, and oftentimes depression, okay? And we all know we live in a high-stress society, and a lot and more people are stressed and more people are sick. Any doctor, I don't care Western, I don't care Eastern, I don't care what type of doctor you go to, they will tell you that stress does play a significant role in ailments, okay? Because it does temporarily, however long you choose to deal with it, affect the body's immune system. And that's the very basic aspect of your health, okay, you guys? Some of the hormones that are related with stress are cortisol, and I'm going to say this wrong, epinephrine. I cannot say that. I'm going to spell it for you. R-E-P-I-N, P-H-R-I-N-E, okay? But first I want to talk about cortisol. Cortisol is produced by the adrenal glands, okay? And it increases your blood sugar. Not a good thing. Suppresses the immune system, told you about stress suppressing the immune system, decreases bone formation. I mean, I don't know about you guys, but that doesn't sound like something I really want to, you know, encourage in my body. And, like, it's important to tell you guys that cortisol does have its place. We're not saying that cortisol is evil and you should never have cortisol, because cortisol does have positive things that it does for the body. But in excess, especially when brought on by stress, it has some very negative effects. It's also important to note that it's associated. A lot of ladies might, you know, and men, you know, whoever, might want to, you know, note that cortisol is responsible for the growth in belly fat. A lot of, if you have, like, a lot of belly fat, you know, some people get that little pooch, and they don't, like, they could be a skinny person, and they might have a pooch. and they're like, oh, I always hate my stomach, this is a problem area. If you're stressing yourself out, it increases your weight gain in your midsection area, and that's also very bad because it's related to things dealing with the heart and heart disease, and that's not very good. Okay. Also, the one that I cannot pronounce, rifampicin, what's it called? Rifampicin, like I said, R-E-P-I-N-E-P-H-R-I-N. That's another stress hormone. And it increases your heart rate, hyperventilation, linked to depression, high blood pressure, also linked to ADHD, and a host of other, you know, mental imbalances. Because I know anybody who knows anything about psychology, they know that the mind and the brain is heavily influenced by the cocktail of hormones that are released into the body by the brain and by the limbic system, which is I think it's the limbic system, I do believe that. It's like your major glands in certain areas, like I do believe, like the pituitary gland, all that area, and it deals with releasing certain hormones, all different glands in your body. They're different at different points in your body, and they also, in certain spiritual philosophies, hold certain spiritual weight, which could be also why they affect your emotions, people, emotions. And those glands do deal with creating certain good and some not so good hormones in our body at different in our bodies at different times. It's important to keep ourselves balanced because these different reactions that go on in our body, if we are already dealing with stress and then we deal with the negative effects that these stressful hormones and things like that can bring upon our body, we can begin to become more stressed because now we're not very healthy people, and it's just a downward spiral. So it's very, very key that we understand how to stress manage, how to manage stress, and how to also deal with a lot of the negative emotions that we incur. One of the ways is easily, as I can put it, is diet. People, we eat crap. This is America. We're not exactly known for being the healthiest country in the world. We do eat a lot of junk. We are trying to change. I see every day, I see a lot of more and more healthy alternatives being offered. How healthy those alternatives truthfully are, I don't really know. But I'm going to give you a list of things that you can do to reduce your cortisol levels. And that's the hormone that creates belly fat and also can increase your blood sugar and compromise your immune system. And that's a lot of omega-3 fatty acids. I think I gave that out last week when I was talking about dealing with the fear of abandonment because it can cause anxiety. So obviously, you know, it also helps with reducing the cortisol levels, which is dealing with stress, which can cause anxiety. Magnesium. I know a couple people I know will be glad to hear this. Music therapy. Music, especially calming, soothing, peaceful music, can have worlds of effect on the body. And I will also go into that a little bit later when I begin to talk about frequencies. Yes, people, your emotions carry frequencies. Massage therapy, crying, laughing, because crying releases certain toxins in the body. People don't know that. That's why, like, when you cry, your tears, they're kind of salty and all those different things. And, like, you know, sometimes you get a little tired. It's just a way of releasing a lot of toxins in your body. And it's also a good emotional therapy for yourself. So sometimes if you feel like you need to cry, you know, obviously excessive crying is not a good thing. But, you know, just let it out. Don't hold it back. Because suppressing emotions is one of the worst things you can do. Vitamin C, black tea, and they even say sex, because sex is a stress release, so that does make sense. On the other hormone levels, it's important to note something. I want to bring this to everybody's attention while I'm dealing with what you eat and what you do, to reduce stress, or I'm going to talk about something that can create a hormone related to stress, like the hormone that I still can't pronounce at this time, PHRINE. Yes, that hormone. It's found in meat, nuts, eggs, and dairy. So all my vegan brothers and sisters, you know, you might be on to something, because these specific foods harbor and carry stress hormones just waiting to be released into the system and the body. And like I said, everything within balance, but you guys might want to stay away from these certain things during times of stress, okay? All right. Ooh, we are moving along nicely here. I'm liking this pace I'm going at right now, everybody. Okay, we're moving through this information. And please remember, all my listeners on the line, you can call in at 917-932-8881 and press the 1, and you guys will be able to speak with the host. We'll get to the call-in portion of our show very shortly. Now I want to go in peace and happiness, because it was stressful talking about stress, you guys. Let's talk about some of the wonderful effects of love, peace, and happiness, okay? Did you guys know that your metabolism can get sped up when you're in love? Your cells actually cling together, and they form this this milky white residue thing that scientists don't even know what it is. And your body reacts to it in a way that you feel love, okay? And so you have some biological components definitely lying within love. You can also, did you know that people who are in love or in a peaceful state also breathe deeper? Deep breathing is actually something that's contained within a lot of yoga practices and meditation practices. It helps to oxygenate the brain, oxygenate the blood, and rid the body of certain impurities, because that deep breathing, people don't know this, respiration is actually also another way for your body to release toxic gases. So when you exhale, you're actually releasing gases that are toxic to your body. So being able to breathe correctly, which is deeply, also enables you to have a healthier circulatory system, has you to be able to have a healthier body, just a healthier you, okay? Getting more into it, the hormones of love, you guys. Okay, this is really interesting. Dopamine is actually released when somebody is in love. It creates a euphoric high, something similar to the feeling of cocaine, of doing cocaine. You know, it creates a euphoria within the person. And, you know, it actually, you know, you ever met somebody who's in love, they kind of got that little dazed smile on their face, like, yeah, you know, all of that. Phenylethylamine. Okay, these are some scientific terms, you guys. And I'm a very bright, intelligent person, but it's hard to pronounce some of these words. That's why I spell it for you. Phenylethylamine. And that's a hormone. It makes your body react similar to a drug called speed. It gets you sweaty, or makes your heart beat faster. Blood flows to your genitals, cheeks, and certain other areas. It makes you feel very happy. Endorphins is like your body's natural morphine, and this also gets released into the body. Same as heroin, it feels the same or similar to heroin or opium, and causes you to feel more happy and joyful. It also reduces stress. Do you see how this plays? You see how they play against each other with the philosophy that the fear and the love are ultimately, you know, fear begat stress. You know, they ultimately oppose each other, and dealing with one and not the other, or not too much of the other in your life, can create a peaceful, harmonious you. And we must understand and begin to recognize, you know, the effects that these emotions do have on our bodies. Okay? Now you're asking me, okay, that's great, Tay. You know, it's great learning about these things, but what do we do? Okay? So now I'm stressed out, Tay. What, you know, or I'm dealing with these negative emotions, I'm dealing with anxiety, I'm dealing with depression, I'm dealing with certain aspects of my mental health, and it's not getting me anywhere, and I don't feel peace. What do I need to do? Well, first, like we said, since the root of negative emotions is fear, you must deal with the root, which is the fear that's causing you to feel this way. Understand how the negative emotion connects to fear. So if you're feeling like, you know, let's say you're feeling, then you go back to a negative emotion. Let's just say you're feeling sad, okay? Understand how you feeling sad deals with some type of fear inside yourself. And then once you understand the connection between that negative emotion and the fear, identify where the fear comes from. Make moves in your life to remedy the fearful part of you by letting love in. And how can you? An example of that is if we have a fear that a loved one will leave, reacting out of fear. Reacting out of fear will drive us to, you know, react in certain ways, like accusations, clinging, leaving out of fear of being left. We talked about this last show when we dealt with abandonment issues, and does not solve the problem, but it furthers the problem, you guys, and adds to the problem. When we react from love, speaking about it, sharing our feelings through thoughts, sharing our thoughts, we can begin to deal with the root of the problem, then allowing ourselves to become proactive, not reactive. You want to live a proactive life, you guys. Proactive is not just some stuff you put on your face to get rid of acne. It's a way of life, proactivity. And I suggest a lot of people, if you're having these issues in your life and you're having a problem of stress, you must, you know, address those things that cause them. I'm going to wrap it up soon, you guys, and let you guys call in. Remember, the call-in number is 917-932-8881, you guys. And I do want you guys to get on the lines, call in, you know, share your opinion on today's topic. These are some of my closing thoughts on the whole aspect of love and emotions and fear and how it all affects us. Where there is self-hate, okay, there is self-fear. If fear comes from the irrational part of ourselves and we fear what we do not know, then fear of self comes from lack of knowledge of self. This is why it was written on the temple walls in Kemet, Egypt, "Know thyself," which can easily become "love thyself." Because if you don't know yourself, you ain't going to love yourself. And if you don't love yourself, we're going to run into a lot of problems in life. Okay, I would like, you are listening to Conversations with the Queen, brought to you by Poetic Energy Network Station. All right, we have a caller, and I'm ready to talk to you. 704, please, you are now live with us on Conversations with the Queen.
Peace, Queen. How you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Yeah, I know this is Israel, the poet, Charlotte, North Carolina.
It's my homeboy, hey.
I'm on my way. I'm on my way to the studio, but I was listening in. I'm not going to hold your ears long. I just needed that energy. You are right on point tonight, because we need that energy down here that fed my spirit. So you have motivated me to go into the studio and go ahead and get some work done. Thank you so very much. Yeah. Keep doing what you do. That's all that matters.
Shout out yourself a little bit, Israel. Please, like, share your Facebook, share your Reverb. First, let everybody know he's a spoken word artist now. I'm a poet myself, and, you know, I don't big up too many other poets, but this brother is phenomenal, okay, you guys? Give out your information and where they can, you know, listen to your stuff, support you, how they can support you in your new movement, The Queendom. Let them know.
Yes. All right. I'm Israel the Poet. You spell it I-Z-R-E-A-L, the Poet. You can find me on Facebook, www.facebook.com/Israel.thePoet. You can listen to my work on Reverb Nation. Type in the URL, www.reverbnation.com/Israel the Poet. Israelpoetry.blogspot.com, and also you can follow me on Twitter at IZRealThePoet, is Real the Poet, and that's
YouTube.
All, man. I'm just
YouTube.
Excited.
Your YouTube page too,
yeah.
YouTube
oh yeah,
page.
YouTube.com/IZRealThePoet. You can see live performances and all that good stuff. I ain't come to do all that. I just came to encourage you and tell
but
you that you
know,
were on
if
point.
If you come and support us, we got to support you. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
so.
You're right.
We got to give that out and that shout out and that big up. Thank you, brother, for, like, calling in. We appreciate
it. Everyone, please be on the lookout on the Queen's page, because whatever I write from the energy that she gave out tonight, I'm going to post it in honor of her. You heard it first right here on her show.
Oh, snap. I feel all special and stuff. All right. Thank you, Israel. We're all right.
Peace,
Queen. Peace and blessings, love, and big up on your next project. Can't wait to hear it, all right?
All right, peace.
All right, peace. Our next caller is from the 323 area call. You are on Conversations with the Queen Live. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
Well, hello there, darling. It is I, the Oracle, from Hollywood, California.
Hi, Oracle. Snap, girl. You know, I know your voice and your name and everything. You be up in the chat giving them a little bit of, you know, information and stuff. So how do you feel about today's topic? Do you have anything to share on emotions and how they affect the body?
Actually, I came in late, but I generally try and I don't do stress.
Uh-huh. That's a good way to live.
Well, I really I firmly check it out. This is my philosophy, folks. If you really want to know, I owed my phone bill yesterday, and last week I owed my light bill. But this week I have paid my light bill. Today I made a payment on my phone bill. Next week I'm going to have another bill, and the week after that it's going to be time to pay rent. So my bottom line is this: why should I stress over anything that I know I'm going to have to deal with on a daily anyway? Mm-hmm. It's called life.
Yes.
And so what I do is I say, okay, I can't pay that $264 bill, but I can give you $25. Now, my daddy told me back when I was a teenager, if they accept that $5, they have accepted a new terms of agreement on the payment. And once they cash that check or accept that money, they cannot, legally, they cannot turn the light off or they cannot turn the phone off. I could actually take them to court and sue them and win. My daddy used to do it all the time. So here's my recipe to everybody for stress and relationships and stress and job and stress and life in general. Mm. Stop sweating it and just live. My God, you woke up this morning. When I put my shoes on, sometimes my feet hurt, but I've got 2 feet to hurt. I see a homeless person on the ground out here in Hollywood, and he doesn't have 2 legs. He's scooting around on his knees cleaning the stars, the Hollywood stars on the Walk of Fame. You know, so I generally try and maintain a keep-it-in-perspective attitude, and I guarantee you things will turn around for you. You'll start smiling. You'll start laughing. Your relationships will become better. Your relationship with yourself will heal and become better when you attempt to look at things that way. And it's easier said than done. It's a lifetime of being who I am for me to be able to share this with you. So I recognize that we each of us are different, but that's my take on it.
Thank you for sharing. that was wonderful. And, you know, I like to share a quote that an elder shared with me. He said, don't take life too seriously, because at the end of it, everybody dies. So you can't take life too serious. You're going to die. It's going to go by you. It's just going to happen. It's life. You know what I mean? Like, you can't overstress it, you guys. things do happen. Things come our ways. We deal with these things, and they make us stronger, and they make us into better people if we do understand how to cope and deal with them. Thank you for sharing, Oracle.
God bless
you're
you,
always welcome on the show. Always
Thank
welcome.
You. Peace. And say hello to Poetic Energy for me.
All right, she's listening. You can say hello.
Oh, hey, girl.
All right. We have 20 minutes left in the show, and you guys, I really want to get into a little share, some research that you all might find interesting, you guys, and it is about the frequency of love. You heard me mention briefly that love has a frequency, and so does fear have a frequency. The actual particular frequency for love is 528 hertz, okay? And it's been done some research on the this frequency of love. There's been some research done that it can actually repair your DNA. I was listening to the frequency right before I came on. I often listen to this frequency when you are sick or you feel like down or stressed or depressed. I do recommend looking it up. You just look it up on YouTube. The video will pop up for you. There's one with music, one without it, and it deals with the frequency of love. Okay, you guys? And that frequency is dope. I also wanted to share with you guys, I'm going to look for it, okay, an experiment done by Masaru Emoto, and that's M-A-S-U-R-U-E-M-O-T-O, and that's the water and music experiment. This is where the Asian brother did some experiments with water, and he let the water listen to love songs, rock songs and different genres and the different frequencies and the different musical notes that come from music. And the actual water, the molecules of the water responded to the frequencies emitted and the emotion emitted and evoked through the song. So if do the math. If your body is 75% water, okay, and these emotions and these frequencies dwell within you, your body obviously must be transformed by them. When we think and when we have thoughts, we might think that our thoughts are just silent and they just are things that we think and they don't have any physical effects other than if we choose to manifest them, and that's not true because you do. There are frequencies that come from your brain all the time. They're called beta waves and alpha waves, and certain neurologists and things like doctors who deal with the brain can tell you all about those types of different frequencies that emit from your brain. So you are a powerful being. You do affect the world around you, not only the world around you, but the world within you. Okay, you guys. I think I would like to go for a little music break right about now. And I think I'm going to let that come through, and then I will have some more, hopefully some more callers will call in. I'll give out the call-in number one more time, 917-932-8881. And, you know, call in, let us know how you feel about the emotions and the physical effect it has on the body. Okay, you guys.
Some of them
That song, even though it's played all the time, I love that song. Oh, yeah. And today's topic is emotions and how they affect the body, the physical self. And, you know, I went through pretty much all my notes. I got out everything that I really wanted to touch on. Basically, in essence, and I'm very happy with the way that I came through, but I would love for more people to call in and share, you know, some your opinions or anything you have to say. You know, like I was saying before, you know, the Sister Oracle really went in and she said some really beautiful things. I'd love to, you know, really help everybody see that. Stress is a part of life. And, you know, people might call me an optimistic person for feeling, you know, that way. Sometimes people are like, yo, you're overly optimistic. You just go, that's life. Well, I'll be damned. Excuse me. I'll be damned. Pardon my French. But I'll be damned if I let an emotion, if I let something that's going to pass to dictate to me in that moment my health and how I'm going to feel about something. Do you understand what I'm saying? I'm not going to let a situation or any thing outside of myself control anything or contribute anything negative within myself. yeah. You guys, so, you know, that's my philosophy, and that's how I try to live. I don't always get there because sometimes I do get stressed out, y'all, just like everybody else. You know, I come with this information, and I love to do research from week to week for you guys, but I'm a human too. And, you know, part of the reasons and part of the things that inspire me so much to do these certain topics on these certain shows is because I've gone through these things myself, you know, and I wish I had, you know, an outlet like this show when I was going through some of these things to help me get through, to help me, give me helpful tips and hints and things that I could do to get through it. And I just had to go. I had to research. I had to do some, you know, self-reflection for myself and get through those times. I know one of my sisters was talking on the page, and she was talking about, you know, she was going through some things, you know, and I'm like, girl, don't we all go through some things, but keep your head up, because what we believe to be the truth about our realities and ourselves manifest in our surroundings. And if we do let stress and negative emotions come into our lives and dictate to ourselves this downward spiral of, oh, stress and pain and negativity and all these different things, and we continue down on that downward spiral, then we ourselves will never understand what we need to do to change that, what we need to do to heal. And, you know, so my advice is always to everybody, get still. Get still. This, and it's funny that I say this, because anybody who knows me personally knows I'm a talker. I can talk my behind off. And, you know, I'm a little bit of a fidgety kind of, a lot of high energy, extreme type person. But I do make it my practice to get still. I try to instill yoga, meditation, prayer, all these different things, reflection and research is actually another good way to, for me to get still personally, because I love to learn new things. Go into your hobbies as well. You guys have to get hobbies. You have to express yourself. Part of the problem with stress and negative emotions is when they do not become expressed. Suppressing your emotions is a negative way to deal with something, and suppression actually leads to more problems. Oh, we have a caller on the line, 713. You are on the line, and you are live with Conversations with the Queen. Please tell us your name and where you're calling from.
My name is Golden Heru Eternal, and I'm calling from Houston, Texas. My name on Facebook, I have you as a friend. My name is Orem, Dark Mind State Heruian.
Okay.
You recognize it?
Okay. I have 4,000 and something friends, so I don't recognize everybody individually, but please don't take it personal. Do you have anything to share on today's topic of emotions and how they affect us physically?
Well, I just come to, join my black family.
Mm-hmm.
And I know this conversation is, when I even read the description, I was like, shit, I'm on this same type of thing. I've been thinking of this same subject, and it just came up.
Mm-hmm.
I love to express, my emotions through writing. I'm a poet myself, and I'm very good.
Very great aspect. Very good way to express yourself. Go ahead.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
you something.
yeah.
But yeah, I look at emotions. I don't think that we should, because when you act on certain emotions,
mm-hmm.
you can do some real, messed up things.
Mm-hmm.
But I think we should, because it was the sister she was talking about, pride and ego. But I believe if we use these things
mm-hmm.
for our development and our evolution,
mm-hmm.
then we can master self by using these things.
Yeah.
We can't look at our emotions as us. Okay, this emotion is me, and it's really only a temporary feeling, it's
mm-hmm.
only an emotion. So,
mm-hmm.
You really have to think.
Yeah, you do. You really, really do. And I think, some of the better ways to put it is it's not about, I was talking about fear, and I started to expound upon fear, and I said I wanted to make it important to note that fear has its place, because
mm-hmm.
if we didn't, if somebody came up in the place and started shooting up everything and we didn't have no fear to run, we would probably get shot. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So fear does have its place. Everything has its balance. So everything,
yes.
Everything has its balance in the universe, but it's just about, is it a necessary fear? Is it a necessary negative emotions? Because if the negative emotions are unnecessary, then we do need to properly cope with the root of those problems. And that's what it is. We're not allowed, a lot of people don't know how to cope with their negative emotions. They just let it bottle up inside them.
And that's when you see bitter and angry people.
Exactly.
And
then they create those environments around themselves. So it's not a good spiral. Express yourself, help yourself, do whatever you need to do to get that negativity out your system. There are 5 minutes left in this in the show, and I would like to thank you for calling in, giving your opinion.
You're welcome.
Everything.
You're welcome.
Please come back. We are going to try to have some really good shows coming up in the next couple of weeks. All right.
Okay.
Thank you, brother. Peace and blessings.
You're
blessing.
Welcome, sis.
And blessings.
All right,
so we're going to try and, wrap this up, and try to bring everything together. I mean, like I said, I honestly said most of the things I needed to say within this. Make sure if you are tuning in late and you would like to catch the beginning of the show, we do have an archive that is up in about 2 hours after the show is finished. If you'd like to come back and share and, or you missed some shows, please come back and go into the archive. Okay, brothers and sisters, we about to wrap this up. Final thoughts. Express yourself is a great way to cope. Regulate your diet. Do check those things. And, a lot of more information will be up on the blog site that I gave out. Let me give that out one more time, which is conversationswiththequeen.blogspot.com. I want everybody to know that Conversations with the Queen has been brought to you by the Poetic Energy Network Station, and it's hosted by me, Tay Queen, or the Queen Tay, whichever way you like to feel, you want to say it. You don't got to have any particular way. And Poetic Energy Network Station, I would like to tell you guys, we have a host of other beautiful shows that run regularly throughout the week. I believe there's a show for each day. And, each day you can get something and you can really add it to your life, and you're going to probably get something from each show in its own specific individual way. like to thank all the callers who called in, everybody who listened in on the lines. Thank you. I really enjoyed myself being here with you guys tonight. So, I mean, that's all I really got to say for today. But the queen, you know, I'm going to be here every Monday night at 9 p.m., same time, same place. And, you know, we're going to be discussing conscious ways to live your life. Live your life with, you know, an awareness of how to navigate through things, how to utilize the tool of research and information to better yourself. All right, you guys, there are 2 minutes left, and, you know, I'm just, you know, chilling, can't really say too much else about anything else. So I'm just going to, you know, wing it. Okay, that's cool. We're going to wrap it up with some more music, and it's called Human Touch by Kem. All right, you guys, good night. Peace and blessings.
Every finger was made for your delight, to follow the curve of your face. Here next to mine, all of your secrets are safe. Can I taste your perfume? Oh, I could just linger here for days and melt with you. We can lose love on our side, and I could use tonight. Love was made just for us. Human touch, human touch. Hey girl, watching the wind blow your hair. Don't you want a spoon in a garden of pillows? We can share. Take off your shoes. Girl, you're my favorite time of the year. Can I kiss your toes until this fever disappears? Mama, you run the show. Oh, just stay here with me. Your love is all I need. all that I need. I just want it. I want it so much. Human touch. Hey, girl. Can you help me out, girl? Human touch, yeah. Baby, I need your love tonight, girl. Human touch, yeah. Touch, girl. Yeah, I need you to touch me all over. Human touch. Come on over and touch me, baby. Listen here. Can I kiss your toes, girl? Can you help me out, baby? I need you to touch me all over. Hey, girl, take off your shoes. Gonna be some loving going down up in here tonight, babe.